Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bump Wills. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Leon Durham. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alan Ripley. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Alan Ripley. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Terry Poll. Batting second. The center fielder, Tony Scott. Batting third. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jose Cruz. Batting fifth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Denny Walling. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Craig Reynolds. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Niekro. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Joe Niekro. And now, play ball. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills strikes out. Ashby drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Wills out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Poll settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a pop-up towards third. Knight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Durham. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. Durham steals second. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Ripley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Ashby for a passed ball. Ripley moves to second. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ripley moves to third. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 1 in the game. Wills hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ripley scores. Henderson moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner strikes out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 1 in the game. Moreland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Henderson scores. Wills moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sandberg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Sandberg hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of pull. Sandberg reaches second base with a double. Bauer moves to third. Alan Ripley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ripley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bauer scores. Sandberg moves to third. It's 3-0, Cubs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Pull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pohl is 0-for-1 in the game. Pohl hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-1 in the game. Knight hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sandberg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Buckner moves to second. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buckner scores. Durham moves to second. It's 4-0, Cubs. Jerry Morales pinch runs for Leon Durham. Mike Lacoste now pitching. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jerry Morales now playing center field. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashby takes first base on ball 4. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling is 0-for-1 in the game. Walling hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-1 in the game. Garner hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sandberg strikes out. One out. Alan Ripley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripley is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ripley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Garner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Gary Woods now playing left field. Joe Pittman pinch hits for Mike Lacoste. Joe Pittman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 0 for 2 in the game. Poll hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wills fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Lockhart now pitching. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wills takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wills. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. Wills steals second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a pop-up towards short. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wills. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. Wills steals third. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Moreland hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wills tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Cubs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into right field. Poll settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Lee Smith now pitching. Junior Kennedy now playing second base. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knight strikes out. One out. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ashby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a fly ball into right field. Poll settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sandberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling is 0 for 2 in the game. Walling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 2 in the game. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walling scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kennedy for the out. One out. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Dan Briggs now playing first base. Danny Heap pinch hits for Frank Lockhart. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Poll hits a ball on the ground towards first. Briggs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Poll for the out. Heap moves to second. One out. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sandberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Heap moves to third. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sandberg fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Houston Astros, 0. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.